Hi, Tyler. You've made it through an entire regular season of racing here at Oswego. I'm guessing you are the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. I just have a lot of people to thank behind that, crew and all that. Warren Vandish, Mid-Country Machinery, Graham Racing, Tim Dievendorf, my dad, just everybody on my crew, and sponsors and fans.
Was it fun?
It definitely was. I think I'm probably having the most fun that I ever had.
Racing at all, or?
Yes. Out of all my years, I'm pretty sure this year is probably one of the best.
What would you say a highlight would be for you?
The highlight? Actually, would probably be tonight. I finally passed Otto. I never thought I'd pass him, but somehow I got. I got around him on the restart, and it was awesome.
That's pretty cool. Something to remember, even if, you know, even if it's just a one race deal, you get to pass Otto. Not many people get through that. Classic weekend. 200 laps. Are you ready for that?
200 laps. I'm ready. We just have to do something with the brakes. Because they actually keep overheating. We just have to find something that'll kind of keep them cool for all the laps, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
What are you most concerned about other than the brakes for Classic 200 laps?
Probably saving my tires. I think it's going to be a struggle for me to run about half throttle. I just have to be patient.
So what's the longest race you run aside from Classic, what you're going to run in a couple weeks here?
The 100 lapper here earlier in the year and the 100 lapper in Ohio. That was
so both super races were the longest you've run in anything?
Yes, exactly.
All right. How confident are you that you're going to bring it home in one piece and a top 10? I'm not saying you can't win it, but I'm saying top 10. What's your goal?
I would definitely take a top 10, and I would definitely take carbine in one piece. I still really want a podium. That's what I've been working at all year, and hopefully I get it here for Classic.
After the Oswego season's over, are you going to go to some Mesmer Racing?
I think we are. We're going to go to a few tracks after that and play around with the Mesmer car.
Now, you've only been to how many Mesmer races so far?
We went to Sandusky and Lee. Those are the only two.
And how do they compare to running without the wing?
It's kind of like a crutch, because you're on the gas, you're off the gas, and the car just has so much downforce that if you're tight, you're free, the car is just, like, stable. And then with the non-wing, if you're free, it's over with, and if you're way too tight, it's pretty hard to drive.
What do you enjoy more?
I probably enjoy the car probably without the wing, because I think it takes more of a driver to drive it.
And finally, who do you have to thank for your Rookie of the Year 2018 season in the Supermodified division?
I have to thank my dad, Warren Vandish, Mid-Country Machinery, Tim Dievendorf, Ray Graham, my crew, family, fans, everybody that supports me.